produced by the one, the only Sir Femi Kuti. That was Eva Elodia with A Woman featuring Femi Kuti. Very, very nice production. Very nice production there.
Thank you.
Love the song. A lot of people are loving it. Of course.
Oh, God.
Please let us know your thoughts. Rate it out of 10. Remember, that was an exclusive for us right here at the Beat 99.9 FM. And for the people that would like to speak to Eva, some people said I'm calling out the number too fast. I do apologize. 0700 843 2 3 2 8 9 9 9. Okay, so that is the number you need to call if you'd like to speak to Eva. If you are one of her long-standing fans and you want to tell her off for making you wait so long, feel free to
do
so. Feel free to do so. All right, so that song that I just played, "Woman" featuring Femi Kuti, there's going to be a video, right? Yeah, have you shot it already?
Or? No, there's going to be a video actually for every single song on the album, by God's grace.
So, and you said it might be 3 CDs.
I said probably.
Probably.
I didn't say it was true. It's a probability.
Okay. Interesting. Eva, stop sounding like a Nigerian politician, man.
Okay. Back to the dates. On the 17th, you'll listen to the album again and you'll watch me perform an exclusive song from the album at She Rocks at Hard Rock Cafe on the 17th. Mm-hmm. 11 days after the 17th, it's a Sunday, is the 28th of August.
That's what we wanted. Yes. Some of us can't count too good.
It's the 28th of August. So just count from the 17th. First of all, come on the 17th to Hydro Cafe and party with me and all these incredible women that are going to be on deck. And follow me for 11 days after the show. And okay. 11 days after the show, it's going to be one thing every day until the album drops.
Where is this tweet that I just saw? Somebody said they'd like to know more about this book that you published.
Have you read it? Did you get a chance to read it?
I don't believe you sent me a copy.
I sent everybody a free copy. There's a free
download. I didn't see. Copy. We need to speak to the people at the gate. I didn't get it.
Okay, so it's an ebook. Mm-hmm. It's a digital version now. And you can get it on okadabooks.com or get it from my website. What happened?
What's your website?
My website? EvaElodia.com.
EvaElodia.com. Okay.
So what happened was, when the album was supposed to drop and it did not drop and I fell sick, the only thing that could heal me at the time was writing. And I have been a writer all my life. I just fell, I don't know what happened. I didn't write anymore. I thought I was going to write when I was 6 years old. I thought I was going to be an author, you know? And I really wanted to write a book as a child. And when I fell sick last year, writing was the only way to heal.
Because what exactly happened? What exactly happened?
I was depressed for a very long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had me. They had me away from God. And, you know, I had to find my way back to myself and my way back to God. And the only thing that was helping was reading and writing. So I was reading a lot. In fact, that period, I did not like music. I did not like my music. I did not like anybody's music. I did not listen to music. I could not stand it because it felt like listening to music reminded me that I was supposed to be doing music because music is really my core, you know? So every time music came on, it's like, oh God, oh please, oh no, I don't want, you know? And the only thing that I could connect to was books. So I was reading a lot and I said, you know what? I have to write. Maybe this is happening so that I can write.
So you needed to, basically almost step out of the music thing for a little second.
I think so.
Yeah, for a little while.
So. Okay. And writing and makeup helped. So I wrote the book. It's 11. The book is titled 11 and it's 11 short stories. They are stories that touch on topics relating to sex, a lot of sex.
Erotica.
It's semi-erotica.
Okay.
It's not. It wasn't.
So not really for the under 18s.
Not really, but it could pass for the 16s. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Cover your ears. How old are you again? Okay. Just checking. I needed to check that out.
How old are you? Don't listen to this interview.
So why erotica? That's something that's...
It's not... Let's not call it erotica.
Okay,
it's
semi-erotica.
It's semi.
Okay.
Only because, you know, there's sex in the book a lot of times. I felt like we were missing that topic in our literature. in our literature, whether it is oral literature, whether it is verbal literature, whether it is
Sorry, you said oral literature.
You do that to everybody. You've done it to me now. Thank you.
Continue. It's whether it is I'm being silly.
Oral. Now I've lost my track.
I do apologize.
Thank you.
I'm being juvenile.
Yeah, so basically, we don't have these conversations. We don't talk about sex. And I feel like the more we don't talk about it, the more we are going to go down and down and down in history, very ignorant. And we're going to have more people making mistakes and doing things that, you know, they're not supposed to do. So the book doesn't necessarily tell you about sex. It more or less tells you about the emotions that happen just before sex or after sex. The emotions of guilt, the emotions of pride, the emotions of wanting, the emotions of lust, the feelings of desperation that come with it, you know? And all of the turmoil and the trouble that we face because of this one thing. It's not a religious book or anything like that. It's just really human.
Okay. So about experiences and... Okay, fantastic. So okadabooks.com. Yeah?
Okadabooks.com. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Or on my... there's a link on my Instagram for you to download the book.
Okay, all right. I'm going to do that. Very interesting.
Please, I would love to know what you think about it.
Okay, I reckon it's going to make me blush, but that's okay.
It might make you really blush, actually. Yes. It might. It just might.
Okay, we
maybe
still
because
have...
you know it's Eva writing, so... there's that weird touch to it. It's like, okay.
No, it's okay. I do remember when you came for one of our NYC shows and your performance was very sensual. Yes, and I remember at one point I had to say, okay, we need to get Eva off stage. The guys dancing.
No.
Yeah. I do remember thinking that there was a particular youth core member that was very excited when you were on stage.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it off air. All right. Up next, we have got the Fuse program. Eva is still here. If you'd like to speak to her, 0700-843-232-8999. And I should have another track or two exclusives for us at the Beat 99.9 FM from Eva's debut album, 1960, which should drop on the 28th. But right now it is time for the Fuse program.
Don't move a muscle. The Midday Show with Tools will be right back.
Paul O. Prime Promoters, and upfront and personal.
Oracle and she showed me the signs. She said, focus on the mission, know the seasons and the times. Cause death is more than probable when the sheep move with the blind. So listen, brother. Better off for cover. Hey, sister.
Sharper than a thousand blades. You offer lies all the way, but you seek truth and abundant grace. Do you mean all the things that you say when the nouns and the verbs come out to play? A pretty smile, but the heart's filled with hate. Another disguise like the tears on your face. And people keep on telling me that you are here to stay, but you run and let it burn. Decide to fall when it's your time. This time you better know this is your world coming. The fight from your soul, they keep your heartbeat drumming. Would you keep on running, straight no turning? Or would you turn around and fight this war that's coming?
I see a world coming,
there's a war coming.
I see a world coming, world coming.
Eva Alodia and Sir Dowda with War Coming on the Beat 99.9 FM. Is that on your album? Is that
yes.
on your album?
Okay. Yes.
All right, good. we still have Eva in the studio. She's here to talk with me about her brand spanking new album that should be dropping on the 28th of August. Very excited about that.
Yeah.
Lots of your fans have been asking questions. Let me see, where do we even start from? This is from Jefferson Norbert. Jefferson says, I loved the track produced by Femi Kuti, dope.
And thank you.
This is from Bakare Adewale. Bakare says, Eva, hello. How are you doing? I miss your tracks. They are my medication. You alone are the best in this Nigeria rap hood. And my dream is to meet you in person.
Come to She Rocks on Wednesday at Hard Rock Cafe. I want to meet you too. I want to meet 1,000 fans one-on-one.
You said 200, now 1,000. Go ahead.
I can. I can.
Okay. And for the people, the guys that have been asking, because they keep on hearing, is it women? What's it called again, the event?
She Rocks.
She Rocks.
Yes.
So it is not an event for women. It's an event that celebrates women. But
it celebrates women.
Men, women, everybody's welcome.
It celebrates women from all walks of life.
Everybody is welcome.
Music, movies, everything.
So if you really, really, really want to meet Eva, then you can go down there. It's happening at Hard Rock next week, Wednesday, and you can go down there and meet her. Right, we need to talk more about your music, and I need to play some more tracks. So up next, I have got Mbali. Mbali, what does that mean?
Mbali is South African Zulu for flowers.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so the song pretty much is touching on things that you have to begin to let go because you realize they don't serve you as much as you thought they were going to serve you. So like, for instance, in the physical reality of life, there's all these things, you know, material possessions, it could be fame, it could be whatever it is, that we think when we get, we're going to be okay. And then we get, and then we want something else. You know, there's always that one thing that we're looking for. And the truth is, everything that we're looking for is within. It's none of all these external things. So Mbali is the part of my life where I say, you know what, I'm done.
Goodbye to certain things.
Yeah, goodbye to, in fact, everything. I'm just looking for that one thing that is, you know, that nobody else can find but me.
It actually seems as though you did a lot of soul searching while putting together this album.
I did.
And do you mind if we talk a bit more about last year? You said you were ill. You said you were, you know, you were depressed. Yes. And it's something that we don't really talk about a lot here.
We don't talk about a lot of things.
Yeah, but we don't talk about depression. Everyone sort of thinks, what's wrong with you now? Just snap out of it.
Yeah.
So what were you going through? What happened? What triggered it off?
I don't know. You know, there was a time that I just could not connect to myself and I could not connect to people. It felt like I had been isolated for so long. I was indoors a lot. I was always working indoors. Like sometimes I would not even see the sunlight. I might see it through the window, but I wouldn't go out. And so it really set in for me. And I strongly believe now that I'm out of it, I strongly believe that there's no such thing as depression.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what?
What the situation is called depression in English, for lack of any word to, you know, define it. But I don't believe in it anymore. I believe that life gives you two choices. You're happy, you're not happy. You're smiling or you're frowning. Things are going good, you're grateful or you're complaining. There's always two choices is how I feel. And I've decided that I'm always going to be on the right side of life. I'm always going to find my happy. I'm always going to stay with the happy and stay with the positive energy, you know?
So why were you unable to find your happy before?
I think this happens to all of us at some points in our lives. And maybe this was that part where God wanted to show me to my better self or to my more refined self. I think it's called pruning in the Bible, you know? Okay. I was going through my pruning phase. And it was in that phase that I realized the things that I loved, the things that made me, it wasn't fame, it wasn't Eva, it wasn't anything else, but, you know, the simple things of life, the sunshine, friends, family, writing, reading, music, performing, oh my God.
And that's how I don't want to say snapped out, but that's how you came out of yes. that.
That's how I came out of that, yes. And so I think it was a journey back to self. It was a journey back to truth. It was a looking for God process.
Okay.
And In fact, I do not even regret it at all. I am so happy that it happened to me. Mm. I mean, if it doesn't happen to me, who does it want to happen to? It better happen to me so I can help. I can help whoever is going through that situation now.
You know what? I do agree with you. I think you have to, what's that saying? You have to experience the lows before you really appreciate the highs. Yes. I think, I've said this a few times, but I think everybody should have their heart broken once.
Yes.
So you know that, okay, my heart was broken. Guess what? I didn't die. I'm okay. I was able to move on. So I think sometimes it's important to experience the highs and lows so you truly appreciate the highs.
That's true.
Anyways, we're not talking about me. We're talking about your music. So Mbali, Flowers in Zulu. Who produced this track?
Oh, my baby, Gray Jones. I can't do without him. I pray to God that, you know, people get to experience his art in the way that he wants us to experience it. He's so talented. He's not just a producer. He's also an artist and he's also a videographer. So he makes films as well. He's just so talented. And I've been working with Gray for a long time. He was the one that produced High. He was the one that produced Death, you know, and this is Mbali. And this song, oh my God, I love. It features Yemi Alade. And Yemi was incredible singing just one thing throughout the song.
Oh, wow.
It's funny how somebody can have that kind of voice. I'm so jealous of her sometimes. I'm like, God, why do you have those vocals? It's just beautiful. I love her.
Without further ado, this is Mbali, another exclusive from Eva's debut album, 1960, featuring Yemi Alade. This is Mbali. Once again, let us know your thoughts and kindly rate this one out of 10.
Straight, but this fool's on the chat. Tell me this just what I'm here for. Get it all then try to get more. Like a sales rep in a crack store. Can I get just what I asked for? I look fly on the outside, but I'm patched up on the inside. Middle finger to the wall now. No apologies, no peace.
Be no.
You're through to the beat. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, what's your name, please?
My name is Sixto.
Okay, you want to speak to Eva, right?
Yeah, I want to speak to Eva.
She's here.
Hello, Eva.
Hi, your name is what?
Sixto.
Six
T-U-S? Yes,
Hi, honey.
I'm very good. Like, I'm really excited.
More excited I'm talking to you.
Eva.
I've never met him before. He's like my realest fan online. Hi, Sixtus! Oh my god, you got through. Thank you. Aww.
Yeah, like super excited. Tomorrow is your birthday. And I said I had to catch you up on the show today.
I don't have
a phone that I can listen to the radio on, but I just said I had to call
you're
you.
You're not even listening?
Anyway.
Are you going for She Rocks on Wednesday?
Yes, I just heard about it. I'll be there on Wednesday. And 11 days from now, I'm like marking
the day. No, 11 days from Wednesday, not now.
11 days from Wednesday, yes. I'm marking the day. And I promise I will see you those 2 days.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you. Are you coming for my party tomorrow? It's my birthday.
Yeah, I know it's your birthday tomorrow. Where's the party?
I will let you know as soon as possible. So you're coming for everything?
I'm coming for everything. I'm in Lagos this time around. I'm coming for everything.
Honey, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
Have
so much
a great
for
day.
Coming. You too, my love.
Thanks for talking to you.
Bye.
Why do I have a feeling that you have quite a lot of fans like that?
I do. And then when we talk like that, it feels like we've known each other for so long.
I thought you knew him.
I don't know. Okay, I know him online, but
you've
like,
never you've never met him before.
He's such a sweet guy.
What does your what does your husband to be think about all these fans that want to follow you to the end of the earth?
He knows work is work. You did just you have to throw that in there.
I had to. I had to. So when you got engaged, did you have like a lot of fans saying, "I can't believe you did this, Eva"?
Of course, of course.
I thought I was the one.
They were heartbroken. I was like, "Oh my god, I'm sorry."
Okay, I'm so sorry. She's taken, but you can still, you know, listen to her music, buy her album.
Yeah.
The midday show with me is almost done. Gemi will be here in a few minutes, but I still have another track, a brand spanking new track from Eva's album 1960. It's called Dance With You.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, for all the people that have been, that are listening, that love to meet you, love to hang out with you, Wednesday, next Wednesday, She Rocks. They can see you at She Rocks at Hard Rock Cafe. Then the album drops on the 28th.
Yes.
Is it going to be on iTunes?
It's going to be everywhere. But first of all, it will be exclusive on 1960thealbum.com.
1960thealbum.com. They can download it there. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's going to be exclusive on 1960thealbum.com for a little while at a reduced price from the 28th. So the realest fans will probably be the first people to get on the website and buy the album directly. And after that, it will be everywhere. iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, everywhere.
Okay, it will be everywhere. And you also said you're planning to shoot videos for
every single track
on that album. Yes. And it might be like 30-something tracks.
No, oh, because you I said it was probably
three. So it's I'm guessing that, you know, it's actually not going to be 360.
I just know that the fans are going to be surprised by the project. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. For the people that haven't been asking about her book, 11, you can go to okadabooks.com, I believe.
Yeah.
And then you can also, there's a link on your, is it Instagram page?
On my Instagram page.
And that's Instagram.com.
/ I Eva Alodia.
Okay.
So it's Eva Alodia, but it has I before Eva Alodia.
All right. So head over there. You can get to see some of her pictures. She also does makeup.
Yes, I also do that.
So you've been focusing.
I love makeup.
So which do you love the most?
They
makeup,
help me just balance my energy.
Readings, rapping.
I love performing the most.
So you love everything?
No. I love everything, but I love performing the most.
Okay.
So if they take everything away, because like nobody can perform for me, but somebody can write for me.
Mm.
I mean, if I give you oral of the book, you can write it out. You can write for me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can do makeup for me. But nobody can hit the stage the way I want to. Nobody can entertain my fans the way I want to. So music is my core.
Okay.
Performing keeps me alive. I'm going to be doing it for a long, long time by grace.
Amen, amen. Amen. I like that answer. Very nice answer. Dance With You. Dance With You. That is the last track that I'm going to play today from your album 1960.
Thank you.
Let us know more about that. Who produced that? Who's on that? What did the idea behind the song?
Dance With You was produced by Tintin, who produced War Coming, produced Kanayor, and he's the same person that produced Woman with Femi Kuti. So Dance With You...
Co-produced.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Dance With You features Daria Talade. And the funny thing happened, because I wanted praise on this song when we had the song for the feature, and we called praise and he wasn't available at the time because he was so busy, and I said, okay, you know what, let's reach out to Daria Talade because I think he can give me what it is I'm looking for. And it's funny because I fell in love with Daria on TV, and he sent my song back exactly 4 days after. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh my God, this did not just happen. Oh my God. It was just incredible, you know, really fast, sharp, sharp. And I felt so blessed and so happy. This is somebody that I was watching on TV. And I mean, for everybody on the album, it felt like that for me. But Daria was special, really special. And also because of how he delivered on the song and he really connected with the story. He just made it whole.
All right.
I really love the song.
So let's just see. Seeing as you're still being quite secretive about the album,
okay, about who's on the album. What you want to know about the album?
I want to know who else is on the album. So we've got Femi Kuti, Dari Atalade, we've got Fino and Reminisce,
yes,
from Kanayo, and
yes,
then we also have Sir Dauda
and
Yemi Alade.
Yes.
Any others?
There is Sakode and Olamide on Deaf and Dumb, which is a remix for Deaf. We're not sure if it's going to be on the album, but the fans really love it, and I've been begging Tintin to just slide it in there as a bonus, so it might be there. But so far, that's it.
Okay, all yeah. right, good. See, it's not hard. Just fix. Wait, let us know. Let us know.
You have to ask me. I'll tell you everything.
It all started when I asked you when the album's dropping. You're like, it's going to be 11 days from, and I'm like, it's Friday. I can't count. I can't count today. It's a Friday.
It's 28th. It will be exclusive on 1960thealbum.com. That is number 1960thealbum.com. If you're a real fan, you get there, you get this album on the 28th of August.
Okay. All right. Now, Dance With You. Did you tell us what this song is about?
So this relationship, yeah, they always fight. We don't know why they always fight, but they are always fighting. Now,
this isn't you and your...
It's just that relationship.
Okay, right.
You know, it's just that relationship that we have. We're just always arguing. There's just always something going on. Tension, crazy tension. And the girl is tired. She's sick of it. And this night, she just wants to dance with him. Because for some reason, dancing is, you know, that one place where two people can go to connect.
Where they don't fight.
Where they don't fight.
Okay.
Where they can connect on a real emotional level. It's beyond sex. It's beyond anything. Dancing is just... I think that everybody should dance. Even if it's a two-step left, two-step right. You know? So it's that song that is saying, I'm just tired of the fighting. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's not even